This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in about 40 minutes here, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. It is another day to discuss Shador's big preseason debut for the Cleveland Browns. But if you think Jonathan Peterlin went hard in the paint for Shador earlier in the show, you clearly haven't heard what Kendrick Perkins had to say. Do we get the audio of this? All right, so then maybe it was just a tweet where he said Shador has the most star power for a Cleveland rookie since LeBron, which I believe, even for Kendrick Perkins, I would quantify as incredible hyperbole.
Yeah, but we can talk about it, right? Like, I mean, We can talk about it.
It's just, I think our boy here is maybe glossing over some pretty big rookies that have come into Cleveland.
Yeah, so is Shador right now at a level that was higher than Johnny?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, Johnny's probably, I mean, that was hype of a different level.
I don't think so either. And I also wonder, I think Baker at this point was also higher too, even though Baker wasn't even, because Baker did not start out of the chute. Remember, he needed that Thursday night game against the Jets week 3 in order to get in. And before that, it was just Hugh Jackson congratulating him for getting the backup role.
Yeah.
But he still had major hype to it. Like, that's the point.
Yeah, I mean, he was the Heisman winner.
He was number one
in the
overall.
Playoffs, number one overall.
Had the incident with the cops his last year at Oklahoma, and then was like beefing back and forth with all sorts of people before he ever even played a snap.
And came in, and by the way, to Shador's credit, Shador has been very, very, very humble on every regard. Baker was not.
I mean, Baker wasn't even shy about it.
There was so much bluster with Baker coming in. Those were the first two that I thought of. When Kendrick was like, he's got the most star power since LeBron. It's like, well, Johnny Manziel was probably the most overhyped athlete I've ever seen coming out of college that also ended up being the 22nd pick in the draft and just complete bust. But then from like the substantiated hype, then there's Baker.
Now, I mean, relative to where they were drafted, I think that's a different story, right? Like, 'cause you're never going to have a 5th-round pick be hyped up the way that Shador currently has been.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And listen, I do think this might be a weird way of putting this. We're almost in an era where you can't compare today's athlete and hype versus an athlete 15 years ago, mm-hmm. Or you know, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, like Johnny. Because, I mean, guys, Johnny was very early. Can you imagine Johnny in the NIL era where you're allowed to have your own YouTube and you're allowed to have your own TikTok?
Yeah, that's a great point.
And monetize it?
Well, I thought about this earlier with the idea, just quarterbacks in general. Because I was thinking about the people that get on Shador Sanders for being the Instagram quarterback and having the follow that he has. And even this goes down to even just the entrance that he had at 4 o'clock on Friday before the game. It's like, all of these quarterbacks are mega stars online. Like, there's not a starting quarterback in the game that doesn't have a massive presence. It's just different than what it was 10, 15 years ago.
So we're going to throw this out to you guys as we continue the conversation. 216-474-0092. So Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron, We'll ask you whether you agree or disagree, but who do you think had more star power? I think Kyrie, and I think it was muted because the Cavs were going to be so historically bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyrie coming out of Duke was not with that was a star before he actually was a star on the court.
But the problem there is that he didn't play that much at Duke.
Yeah. Well, you know, and honestly, he didn't. He was on track to play 60-some games and then got hurt as a rookie, too.
Right, and I think a lot of that really slowed down his momentum. Like, if it had been, watching him play for a whole entire season, like a Zion-type thing, then I think there would have been a bigger lead-up for someone like that. He was more of a guessing game than anything.
So Kyrie was kind of the first one I thought of, and I'm trying to think of either Browns players, which, you know what? I'll actually give you another one. Kellen Winslow. Now, I mean, Kellen, this is going on 20 years ago, and so Kellen was taken a year after LeBron was drafted. I think there was a lot of people in town, myself included, at 18, that thought Kellen was going to be the heir apparent to Ozzie Newsome, and we finally got a true superstar-level player, and then a bike incident happened, and then everything else happened. Kellen was another one of those guys who there was like holy crap level of hype and star power coming in. Let us not forget, because somebody quoted this over the weekend, I'm a bleeping soldier. Mm. That was like a whole mantra for an entire summer.
Yeah.
And then we found out he was an immature jackass, and then we kind of just all quieted down real
just
quick.
Just hard. It's hard to gauge. That is so long ago relative to what it is right now, where it feels like it's just so much more in your face.
Well, and so to your what you're saying is, I think the other part with Kellen you have to admit is, that was like towards the tail end of that Miami run where, I mean, there were dudes of those Miami teams, including guys like Ray Lewis, including guys like Greg Olson, who you could say were as like noteworthy nationally as like NFL players at the time, because they just had such an intense, same thing with USC, by the way, with Pete Carroll's team there, with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there was an era of college dudes for about 7 or 8 years where if you went to one or two, maybe three programs, you were as noteworthy as like an NFL player, which is insane.
I think that has to be part of the discussion. But in that respect, I think Shador has brought way more Colorado fans over than Baker did Oklahoma fans even. And we broadcasted Baker's games here.
I was going to say.
Like in Oklahoma. Like it carried. But like that, I just remember both times very well. I remember there was a lot of Oklahoma contingent that came over with us, but it doesn't seem like it's anywhere close to what Colorado was.
All right, can I give you one? Because it falls in line with the Kellen Winslow one. And much like Shador, he was not a first-round pick. But I remember the pomp and circumstance that came with this guy, even though he himself was a very down-home dude and not very, like, not didn't have, like, the same swag that, like, Shador has.
Mm-hmm.
You might think I'm crazy. Colt McCoy. The hype that Colt McCoy came into Cleveland with, fresh off the success he had at Texas, there was a fair amount of draft guys at the time saying the new Tom Brady was just drafted in the NFL because Colt's intangibles, it was him being the face of Longhorns football for, I think, 4 years.
Yeah.
The hype on that one, I think we maybe lost it a little bit because then Colt played and he wasn't very good and then became a backup. The Colt McCoy hype train was very, very real.
So what's interesting is with all these guys, Baker's the only one that we mentioned that really ended up accomplishing a ton to then be able to be like, hey, this is where this eventually gets to.
I mean, Kellen Winslow, despite the knee injury, did become a top five tight end for like 6 or 7 years.
And I wouldn't put him in the same frame of watching him develop into the stardom that was attached to it.
216-474-0092. Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron.
Like, there are people that legitimately, when Baker left, just stopped being Browns fans and just followed Baker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's a level that I don't know anybody else can get to.
I mean, we have it with Shador. I'm trying to think if there's anybody that's fit. I mean, the LeBron thing, obviously, but that. Then they became Miami fans and then Cleveland fans. And now
just quarterbacks,
fans.
Quarterbacks in general are the only ones that can ever threaten LeBron in this category or this discussion or the highest since LeBron. It's really the only ones I think that can come to play here.
Lonnie in Cleveland. Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron James. Agree or disagree?
Yes. First of all, let me just say thank you for taking my call. And, you know, I'm going to be humbled by Shador. You know, but no head bowing and no bending. I would like to just say, you know, salute to all the fans that of Cleveland. This is a great day for us. You know, we get a lot of publicity. I would also like to say that the grassroots already knew this should do.
What's the beeping noise?
Yeah, Lonnie, we got to know, man. This is driving me crazy. My eye's starting to twitch. What is that sound?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in my car. But anyway,
do you got to buckle up there, friend?
I don't want to make your eyes twitch. So anyway, let me just say, yeah, we're gonna.
It's not going quicker, Lonnie.
Lonnie,
buckle up, buddy.
Lonnie, what's happening here? Just put your seatbelt on.
There you go. But anyway, thank you, fellas.
Hey,
anyway.
Hey, Lonnie. You are now safe.
Thank you for that. But again, I'm going to say a salute to all the great Cleveland fans. It's a great day for us. No, I think you guys are right. You know, Johnny Manziel, if he was in this age with the social media hype, there's no question about it. You know, Johnny Big Money or whatever his tag was back in the day. Yeah, it was pretty large. But again with Shadur, I just wanted to say that the grassroots already knew that he was going to be successful. We just wanted him to get a fair chance. As it was said in the media, he was throwing to the equipment personnel instead of receivers. So once he did get on the field, we was able to see what he was able to do. And just salute to everyone in Northeast Ohio. Enjoy the accolades, and let's keep it going.
All right, Lonnie, we appreciate you. Let's keep wearing that seatbelt there. Lonnie was trying
to skirt.
He wasn't going to do it.
Did we bully him into safety?
No, I think his car did. The second he closed the door and started taking off, did you hear his car? It was like, bing, yeah. Bing, bing, bing.
It's like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every now and again, you put, groceries or something in the passenger seat, and then it does that ding, ding, ding thing to tell you, like, hey, you got to buckle up, and you're like, no, it's groceries. I'm okay.
So when Mongo is riding in the passenger seat, he's a very fidgety pup, and so he's about 75 pounds, so it's enough to take that sensor off.
Mm.
So, you know, just randomly, he'll shift, like, to one cheek for, like, 75 seconds,
yeah,
and then move back and it'll start going off. And it's the only downside that, and Mongo likes to bark at everything when you're in the truck. Those are the only two downsides to having Mongo the beautiful pup in the catbird seat with you.
Sometimes that's the way it goes.
But now in this case, it was Lonnie. Lonnie, you buckled up. That's a good call, buddy.
Before we had the Shador traffic stops, the only thing that, I mean, Shador really didn't have some of the other off-field incidents that some of the other guys we're talking about had. Like Johnny, obviously, we can go through a laundry list of guys or incidents that he had. And then Baker, I brought up the taco truck incident and him running from the police. Like there was a lot of other things that went with these guys. I think the interesting thing about Shador is that, like does being the son of Dion, does that just kind of take it into a different category? Is that what this is? Does that trump the idea that Baker ran from cops and Johnny was constantly under different pseudonyms?
I mean, I think it's comparable, but I understand what you're saying. By the way, Keith just saying that he thought Our boss, Keith, not just random Keith, saying he thought it was a heart monitor and just talking about Shador got his blood pressure going or maybe got his heart pumping. You never know.
I mean, he had a good time.
It was. This is Mobley said on Twitter. I think this is a fair one. He said Brady Quinn. And a lot of this goes back to where did you play? Brady being from the Columbus area, growing up a Browns fan and playing at Notre Dame. And then there was the story of his fall in the draft, which at the time was compared to Aaron Rodgers' fall in the draft. Yeah, I mean, I still remember
it's a good one.
When after the first game of that 2007 season, Charlie Fry, I mean, stunk up the joint, immediately got traded to Seattle, and then they went to Derek Anderson. And we all thought they were going to Brady Quinn, and within that, I lost my ever-loving mind. Now, in the end, it turns out neither Derek nor Brady were very good. Mm-hmm. But at that time, it was like, how could you prolong the franchise agony? How in the hell couldn't you go to Brady Quinn, the face of Browns football for a lot of people?
It's amazing because you got to think about like even 2007, how to measure that and monitor it. And it was really like, how often did the local news and local sports talk radio discuss you? That's really it. It's not like you didn't have a million social media apps for people to kind of gauge some of this stuff. Like 10 years from now, we'll have exact numbers for who, how much interest Shador had versus, you know, rookie we haven't even talked about yet.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting thing of if you put every one of the guys we've talked about with the same resume in today's day and age, who would have a bigger following or who would Shador have a bigger following then? It's not LeBron.
No.
If Colt McCoy, we can do the Quinn Ewers test here. Quinn Ewers had an incredible profile despite being a pretty mid quarterback at Texas. Notre Dame really didn't have a great quarterback, but Brady Quinn at Notre Dame.
We watched what happened with Riley Leonard.
Brady Quinn at Notre Dame today would break the internet. A good-looking quarterback from who, by the way, also Browns fan and then gets drafted the Browns, we would be obnoxious now. As compared to where we were with Brady, we definitely weren't obnoxious then.
You're basically describing what's going to happen with Drew Aller here, aren't you?
Oh, my hope. 216-474-0092. Kendrick Perkins says Shador has the most star power for a rookie since LeBron. John, Dick and Dayton, Tommy, you guys stick there. And a different way of looking at the Browns' successful preseason opener in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And then the second I saw it, it like unlocked something, which was, did Shador put pressure on Kevin Stefanski? So we're just going to give you the topic right out.
Yeah.
The most important thing that I think happened on Friday is if Kevin has any sort of preconceived notion with Shador left, you can no longer tell us Shador's not ready because he played so much better than he should have by how the Browns talked about him previously. That is a way to keep Kevin Stefanski honest.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes all this stuff so important is making sure that it keeps him honest. So how I had it phrased was, does this make you feel better about Stefanski?
No.
But that answer for me was yes.
Well, no. I mean, so here's the thing. I've settled into this spot of I think Kevin could have been fired last year because I do think the troops were lost a bit. That's something that Diana Rossini basically said of the lack of juice at the end of the year and how bad things got.
Yeah.
But now that he's here, this quarterback room and how they run it, this is going to go a long way, even more so maybe than wins and losses. So do I think Shador playing well keeps Kevin a little more honest because you can't just say, well, he's not ready, he's not good, this, that, or the other. And now Kevin has to kind of display this week and certainly over the next couple weeks and months that he actually is going to stay intellectually honest with the quarterback position.
It's just that piece that Mary Kay had over the weekend, and it's just a little piece of information that we had not been privy to, but it does go a long way. The idea that Shador has been obviously working on some of the pre-snap stuff, but it's not just that he's been working on it. It's that Stefanski, while he'd been working on it, off in other fields while practices were going on, was behind Shador and was doing a checks and balances of sorts and really kind of making sure that he was getting an understanding what he was trying to say. Because my impression of it had always been, Nick, that basically Shador comes out there, he does his reps, and whatever Shador does is on Shador. I liked hearing that Stefanski was dedicating time to trying to build up Shador and actually putting some stock into what he can do.
Yeah, the problem is then you go back to the reps. And then you go back to the narrative, and I'm not saying Kevin created this narrative, but the narrative that Shador wasn't NFL
ready. I know,
ready.
So maybe I'm being too easy on Kevin because I'm looking at it and saying, oh, he, at least he was doing something, which maybe shouldn't be a high enough bar to clear.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, my only problem with Kevin to this point, this camp and whatever, is that Shador has been kept out of this quarterback battle. And the other three, like, I can't stress enough, it's not about Shador, it's about the other three quarterbacks. The other three quarterbacks are Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel. The entire quarterback battle, on some level, compared to what happens in almost every other market that isn't Indy or New Orleans, it is the island of misfit quarterbacks. Like, you've got you've got an Oompa Loompa for a quarterback. You've got a tiny baby hands, freakish oddity, tiny baby hands, Kenny Pickett, who stunk. And you've got an old man. You got a geriatric quarterback.
Uh-huh.
The idea that Shador should be othered in that is the only problem I've really had with Kevin and how this goes.
Listen, I've been arguing about it for a while myself. I've not been pleased with the idea and what they tried to sell us on why Shador wasn't getting the same opportunities, because I just never really bought into it. But the fact that he got 14 snaps today and the fact that he led the quarterbacks today in opportunities, I have to at least give Stefanski, and maybe he'll end up proving me wrong, but in this coming week, I have to give him the chance to go ahead and say that what he saw on Friday meant something and that he's going to build towards that, and this will be the opening that Shador needed.
216-474-0092. Did Shador put pressure on Kevin Stefanski?
I mean, let's be honest about it. In many ways, it seems like he really did fall into this with Shador.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why if I was sitting here trying to tell you that Stefanski deserves a bunch of credit, I'd be lying out of my you-know-what.
Well, this is where I'd like to point out. You've said if Shador takes over at some point and plays well, there's going to be the spin of, hey, we knew it this whole time. This is why we did that.
We see that coming from a mile away, and it already makes me angry.
You kind of just did that with Kevin Stefanski.
So what I did there, though, is I gave him too much credit, and I shouldn't have yet. I gave him too much credit, and I shouldn't have yet. I really loved the idea that he's actually been setting aside time for Shador, but you're right. I shouldn't look at, you know, a couple, you know, hey, we paid attention to you for brief moments as some sort of big gift to Shador Sanders. I really shouldn't look at it that way.
Steve and Burton, you got about 45 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
I know this quarterback situation is tricky. I have a theory. So how about a hometown kid from where you're at? They should trade. He plays in Miami. Mantua Tagliavola.
All right. That was bad.
All right, Steve.
That was bad on a lot of levels, Steve. And you know that was bad on a lot of levels.
But here's the thing.
No, we don't even like the volume attempt on this one or the shot taken.
Nope.
No, this was the scene in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he just chucks it up. I don't even appreciate the effort.
No, but here's why I appreciate it. As I thought to myself, who's from the area in Miami? It was like, a Skylar Thompson from here and I don't know it? The Basilak kid, I think, is in Tampa. So that was a Bowling Green kid.
But you had to mispronounce both Tua's name and Manaway's name in order to try to get there.
Listen. You didn't stick the landing entirely. Actually, no, he did stick the landing.
No, he stuck it.
He didn't say it.
It was a bad landing to stick, but he stuck it.
I'm going to give him, it's like the French pole vaulter who got caught on the pole, as it were.
Yeah.
I don't think he got full marks for that, but people were impressed. Same here.
Not impressed.
Give it a 6.5 and 8 to the French guy. 216-474-0092.
0.8.
Did Shador put pressure on Kevin Stefanski? We'll ask that of Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.